All right, there's the end of it. There you go. Heavy metal.
You can hit yourself in the head with a bottle, bang your head on the front of the stage to that song. That is truly the epitome of hard rock, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's what you call hard rock, yeah, from the film of the same name. And there are actually two versions, and that Don Felder from the Eagles had a version that didn't quite as hard as
for the movie. You're right.
Yeah. Jack in Orlando, Florida, you're on Rockland with Sammy Hagar.
Hey, Sammy.
How are you, Jack?
Pretty good. My question's like, when you get recognized in public, like at dinner, what's the question that most fans come up and ask you?
Will you buy me dinner?
Now listen, Bob, that's unfair. I was going to make a wisecrack. See, now I got to be serious because Bob took the wisecrack away from me. My wisecrack was going to be, they usually say, whoa, Sammy, man, I saw you in 1983, man. Are you still rocking and everything? I go, yeah. But quite honestly, I guess, I don't really know. I don't think there's a certain question. Nothing really comes to mind. I hate to, like, really draw a blank on you here, but, I really don't know.
Well, let me change the question then and move it around a little bit. I saw you and your lovely wife, Kari, on Emeryl's show, the cooking show.
Yeah, they say, is that your baby?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Ow.
Now, hey, I'm just a wisecracker, but I really can't think of a good answer to that. But, Bob, help me out then. All right.
I'll ask you another question, you know. How'd you get on Emeryl's show?
Oh, Emeryl Live. Emeryl actually cooked last week when I got married. Now, Emeryl, a few years ago, cooked for my wedding. I'm a big fan of chefs and so forth. I kind of have a palate where I'm very much into cooking and very much into food, wine, and tequila and so forth, as people know. And Shep Gordon, a dear, dear friend of mine, happened to be involved with Emeryl Lagasse, and he turned me on to one time. I called him when I was in New Orleans about 8 years ago with Kari, my wife, and he goes, you know, go to this restaurant there. It's called Emeryl's. And I went there, and Emeryl, being a music, he's like a rock and roll guy to the bone. He's so cool. He is so cool. And he sat us down and just fattened us up. You know, I gained about 10 pounds that night. I never lost them. And I'm going, this guy's just great. So when Kari and I got married a couple years after that, we asked Emeryl if he'd cook for our wedding. He came out and with about 10 pounds of white truffles and so forth. And we had a great Cajun wedding. And he's been a friend ever since, and I'm a big fan of his. When I watch him on TV, I go, this guy, you know, everyone takes him for granted. They think he's like Jay Leno or you know, David Letterman or something. He's a chef. He's one of the great chefs in the world, and he's the greatest entertainer I've ever seen on TV. I mean, he entertains the hell out of me. I sit and watch him. So anyway, I'm a big fan, so he's asked me to come and jam with the band and to make a dish with my tequila. Emeryl's a big fan of Combo Wobble tequila. He tasted it, and he likes it because it doesn't have any chemicals or preservatives in it. It's a pure tequila with no sugar, and it's not been flavored with weird crap. It's pure agave and spring water. And so he likes to cook with it because it doesn't leave an aftertaste in his dishes. So he asked me to come, and while he cooked with it, if I'd make him a Wobble Rita, which is my famous it's my famous band now, but originally it was a drink. And so anyway, so I went on the show and jammed with Doc Gibbs, and it was a beautiful, beautiful experience for me, and the food's fantastic, and I love him. He's a great man.
Jack, thanks for being on Rockline. Next week, a little shagging taking place again on Rockline. Austin Powers, a.k.a. Mike Myers, will join us on Rockline, and we'll return with Sammy Hagar in just a moment. Your number's toll-free. It's 1-800-344-ROCK.
Can't This Be Love, featuring Sammy Hagar on Rockline. Your number is toll-free. It's 1-800-344-ROCK. I'm Bob Coburn. And you got the Red Voodoo CD, brand new. You got the Red Rocker. And now the fans calling themselves the Redheads, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, Redheads rule, as far as I'm concerned. I've always been into the color. And it's like some of my fans actually wear these red wigs with lights in them and stuff in the audience, and they hit the lights when I play the song Red. It's actually getting wild, but it's a beautiful thing, Bob. It's a beautiful thing.
I usually don't see that until about the eighth or ninth tequila.
Well, what do you think I'm talking about? I'm talking about halfway through the set here, right?
Let's go to Portland, Maine. Greg, you're on Rockline with Sammy Hagar. Greg, are you there?
Greg. I got a good question.
Okay.
I bet you do.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I need to know, how does a singer-songwriter, you know, make it? I mean, I'm so close. I've been on the radio and all that stuff.
Well, quite honestly, Greg, I think there's a lot of luck involved, a lot of magic involved, but truthfully, I think if you write a great song, you know, you and I both know, if you're a fellow musician, then you know that you've heard songs on the radio, you go, that guy can't sing or that band can't play, but they got a great song, you know. And I think a great song is a hook to everything. And, you know, just my only advice to a singer-songwriter would be just keep writing songs, man, and getting them out there and playing in front of people. Don't hide yourself in some room somewhere and expect to send your tapes out to record companies, you know, and expect that to just be the only way. You know, go out, put a band together, or go out with an acoustic guitar into the street. Whatever you got to do, just make your voice and your songs heard by as many people as possible. And you know, the world will tell you, we like that song. You know, you play in front of an audience, you play them 20 songs, and they, you know, when you play that one song every time, the audience loves it. And you know, I just think that a great song is the key to everything.
I couldn't agree more, Greg. And the other thing that I would add is always turn your radio down when you go on Rockline. It always helps. We have Julie in Oklahoma City. Hi, Julie. You're on with Sammy Hagar.
Hello, Sammy. Hi, I had Julie. A question. If you were to write your own autobiography, what would the title be?
You sucker me into a conversation I don't want to have, but I started writing my own autobiography about 2.5-3 years ago, right after Van Halen, and I went through a problem with the person that was ghostwriting it with me, and they want to write an unauthorized biography but act like it's a real biography. That's one of the story, and I wanted to call that biography, I want to call it the Space Between Here and There. And I'm still going to write that autobiography, and it's a real goal in my life to write my autobiography.
Well, I hope you do that, and if nothing else, that's a good song title. You know, regardless of a book, that's a great song title.
Well, thanks.
We're going to play something right now off the latest CD, Red Voodoo, and there are a lot of good songs on here, including this one. This is High and Dry Again.
Ooh, this is a continuation to Finish Well. Stop.
Again, Sammy Hagar from Red Voodoo for you on Rockline. A reminder, everybody who gets on the air tonight gets a copy of Red Voodoo, courtesy of our best friends, well, this week anyway, at MCA Records. Back with Sammy in just a second on Rockline.
A restless and...
Welcome back. Sammy Hagar with me on Rockline tonight. I'm Bob Coburn. Call from Austin, Texas. Mike, you are on Rockline.
Hey, Sammy, I was wondering, what was your favorite band growing up, and what do you got in your CD player now?
Oh, man. Okay, my favorite band growing up, without a doubt, was the band Cream. When I saw Eric Clapton and Cream on their first tour off the Fresh Cream record, it changed my life. I became a guitar player, and it's all I want. I just wanted to be Eric Clapton, and I'm still a giant Eric Clapton fan. I just think he's just a great, great, great artist. And seems to be a pretty cool human being. I've only met him a few times, so I can't say we're best friends. I mean, I haven't seen a bad side of him yet or anything, you know what I mean? Haven't rubbed him wrong. Hey, Eric, hey. But, and right now in my CD, quite honestly, my favorite record, I think, for the last 10 years has got to be Tom Waits' Mule Expectations. And I know, Bob, you ain't playing it, and at this station I'm sitting here ain't playing it. And they're smart not to play it because you'd lose some fans or some customers, but it's the trippiest record you've ever, Mule Variations is actually what it's called. And I don't know, you know, as an artist, you know, you always look up to people that have big, giant, you know, those things hanging down that you go, you know, this guy doesn't care about making it. This guy don't care if you like it or not. He's just doing art, and I think it's an unbelievable record.
See, I thought you'd pull out some James Taylor. Pull out one of the James Taylor albums.
Well, now, you know, I love James. I think James got the smoothest voice in the whole business. He's got a voice as smooth as you know, Sam Cooke or going back to, baby. I can't even think of his name at the moment. But, you know, a Lightning Hopkins and those kind of guys had those really smooth blues voices. James is killing. But now Tom got him on this one. Tom sings like this.
got a good to have in you. You got a good to have in you.
That's the way. But Tom Waits sings.
Plus, he wrote Old 55, the Eagles song.
Hey, man, he's written some great songs. He wrote Jersey Girl for Bruce Springsteen.
That's right.
This guy is an artist of all. He's an artist.
And he's a singer. Final plug for him. He's got a new CD out, and it's outstanding, too, so check it out. Yeah. Let's go to Gainesville, Florida. Mike, you're on Rockline with Sammy Hagar.
Hey, how's it going, Sammy? Hey,
it's going pretty good.
Wonderful. Hey, getting prepared to go on the road, like, how's touring different now from then it was, like, in the 70s, as far as getting ready to pack up and go out?
Well, that's a great question. Like, I could give you technical reasons, but I'd rather tell you where my heart and soul's at. In the 70s, when I was in Montrose, and we went out, and my first tour, and I went out for basically 3 years, and I didn't even have time to come home and unpack. I mean, it was just straight through, and then the band broke up. But my heart and soul said, this is all I want to do. We made no money. We were basically not even only playing for free, in a way. The royalties that would come in from the songwriting on, Bad Motor Scooter, Rock Candy, some of those great songs from that record that I wrote, I'd be getting these royalty checks, and they didn't even go to my house. They went straight back into the touring, so we could afford to keep touring, and we were always broke. My phone was shut off, and I was the happiest guy on the planet to be out there. I didn't care about anything. I just wanted to be able to go out and play music, because that was a dream come true. Well, then you go through all this fame and fortune and all the success and everything in between that and through the whole Van Halen era, and quite honestly, that was all beautiful. I have nothing bad to say about any of that, except it got too big business, and pretty soon you're going, well, we ain't going to play there. What, they're only going to pay us $150,000? Hell, man, we ain't going to go there. We'll only make 35 or 40 grand a piece, And it's like, you start thinking like that. Now my head is in a whole different place. Like I said earlier, I don't do anything for money now. I strictly do it because I want to do it. And my heart and soul just wants to go out and play the history of Sammy Hagar. I want to play Montrose tunes. I want to play, the song Red, Rock and Roll Weekend. I want to play One Way to Rock. I want to play I Can't Drive 55. I want to play Right Now from Van Halen. I want to play, Top of the World, Pound Cake. I want to play all these songs that I've had been blessed to be able to, have been involved in writing these songs and going out and playing. I just want to go out and play those songs for my fans. And if I had my way, every gig I played, if somebody would pay my expenses to go on a tour, which is a lot, I would go out, and I wish my fans didn't have to pay to see me. That's how I feel about it. I just want to play music again, and without any reason to play, other than that's what you want to do, and that's where I'm at. So that's how it's changed. It ain't changed.
Man, when you're turning down $150,000 and $35,000 a piece, no wonder your house is paid for.
No, that's true, man. There were times where that was actually conversations that we had within that band.
Wow. How about the Revival? You want to play the Revival?
Oh, the Revival is all about the party. The Revival is all about rock and roll has been around forever. And, 1954, 55, Elvis and the Boys and Rock Around the Clock and all that stuff. And, we're about to come to a millennium, in the year 2000. And I wrote this song saying, one thing that I know I'm taking into the millennium with me is rock and roll. And let's have a revival at the year 2000. I want to be rocking the year 2000. And I want to continue this right on. Rock and roll will never die.
Back to Revival, the name of that song. Red Voodoo is the CD. Sammy Hagar, my guest tonight in Rockline, and we're headed to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. It's Tracy. Tracy, you're on the show.
Hi, it's great to be talking to you, Sammy.
Well, thank you very much. I hope to get up there, man. We're trying to do a Canadian tour here.
Well, you're
trying
coming
to put it all together.
You're coming to Manitoba in July, so looking forward to that.
But see, is what we have to do. We have to cross back and forth across borders, and I'm trying to put it together because the kind of stuff we carry across borders. If you make it through once, you just want to do your blessings, and not have to go back and forth. So I'm trying to get up there once and go all the way across the damn, the whole country and come down the other side.
Well,
I'm sorry.
We'd love to have you, for sure.
I'll be there.
I have two questions for you, actually. One, I know in a couple of songs you've mentioned some of your alien experiences. I still want to know if you're a believer in aliens.
Well, I'm a complete believer in that, and it's kind of a serious subject and hard to just go off on it, in short here, but, I wrote a song in 1977 called Someone Out There, and my main philosophy is that if you know anything about the size of the universe, the whole cosmos, it's so huge and so vast, and we're such a small, little tiny speck, not even a speck of sand on the on the beach. We're smaller than that, and to think that this is the only life and the whole universe is about the scariest thought I can possibly have. I would much rather think that there's all kinds of life out there, and I personally believe that there is all kinds of life out there, and not just what they're finding on Mars. When I wrote the song Marching to Mars, it was a little tongue-in-cheek about, you know, is there life in the universe? I believe that there's life as good as ours, and as more advanced than ours, and less advanced than ours, and animal life, and creature life, just creatures we don't even know about. It's all over out there. But to travel between here and there, there's got to be some major breakthroughs, I think, in science to make it, to be able to travel, you know, light years away. And that's just a very, you know, it's a very complex thing. So we have to somehow, we have to overcome the speed of light to be able to see it and witness it. And I think they have, there's creatures out there that have come down here and visited us many, many times. And they're just looking at us going, well, we don't want to mess with these guys. They got a long way to go. They have guns and stuff. You know?
Primitives. Yeah, primitives.
Yeah. And so, you know, I know we've been visited. I've been visited. I know there's millions of other people out there that have had experiences like that. But, you know, people think you're crazy when you talk about it, because if you haven't been visited, then you don't believe it, you know, or something. I don't know. But it's a good question. Tough one, though.
You know, and if
that's a whole show about that question.
I was going to say, we could do 90 minutes on that. If you can't beat the speed of light, Mos Tequila always helps. Just bring a couple extra bottles and while away the time while you're there.
Speaking of aliens, do you have your green card?
Oh, man, I'm not touching that. We're going to go to Twin Cities and talk to Allison. Hi, Allison, you're on.
Hello, Sammy. How you doing?
Oh, wonderful.
That's cool. I was wondering if you're coming out with a box set anytime soon.
My problem is, you know, I've been on three different record companies. I was on Capitol Records earlier on in my career. Well, in Montrose, I was on Warner Brothers, then Capitol Records, then Geffen Records, and now MCA, and which is Universal. So it's difficult to bring all those people together, because a bunch of attorneys get together and start arguing about, well, how much are we going to make, and this going to make, and that going to make. And I figure my true fans, the ones I personally really care about, they have all them records anyway, you know? So, you know, we could put them all in one package and stick them in a bag and shrink wrap them and sell it to them for even half the price. But, you know, if somebody wants to do that, I wouldn't be opposed to it, but at the same time, it doesn't mean anything to me. You know, as long as the fans can go out and find the records that I've made throughout my career, so they're still available and used. I don't care if they're in used record shops or on vinyl or on CD or on cassettes or 8-tracks. I don't care. I think that's more important that, that, you know, some store somewhere carries it. And if not, like I said, you go to redrocker.com, man, you call up Paul or somebody, man, and you'll get on there with other fans, and they'll tell you, they say, look, I got three copies of Standing Hampton on vinyl, and, you know, I'll trade you for a version of, you know, the red album on Capitol. You know, there's fans out there that are having a blast with it, and I really encourage that, so I'm cool.
Allison, thanks for being on. I've got all that stuff on vinyl. Anybody wants to contact
me? You sure do.
Just contact me.
Signed,
here at Rockline.
May I say?
Yeah, most
signed,
of them are.
Okay.
Most of them are. Yeah, and
if
you didn't mean a word of any of
Bob,
it. You put
I'll
on
ring
that.
Your neck.
Nobody wants one that says to Bob when their name's Charlie.
Yeah, well, there might be a guy named Bob out there.
Yeah. Back with Sammy in a moment on Rockline. And hey, welcome back to Rockline. I'm Bob Coburn with Sammy Hagar, and we've been talking about Red Voodoo, the brand new CD, and Wabo Ritas, and tequila, and I understand that tequila is going to be available nationwide, all 50 states.
It's like about 30 states now, but it's still going to be hard to get, you know. We just kind of ration. It's still handmade, and I'm not going to change that, and it's, you know, the bottles are hand-blown into, like, molds, and it's, you know, just a difficult thing to make a lot. Never be mass-produced, and like I said, it's not the way I make a living, so, I can afford to keep it a luxury item, and so it's kind of like an Easter egg hunt. You know, my fans, they walk into a liquor store, they see a bottle, they go, okay, we'll take that, so it disappears fast, and it goes on the shelves. But Hard Rock Cafes, and believe it or not, the latest people that the Rainforest Cafes across the country, they have Cobble Wobble, and they feature the drink, and you can get even order an official Wobble Rita, you know, with my stamp on it in some of those places. And, you know, I'm trying to put it in places where my fans patronize, because
yeah.
I hate to see it sitting, you know, in some back shelf in some liquor store, guys going,
Hell, Sammy Hagar? I don't know who that is, man.
I got a bottle of your stuff back here. Yeah, it'll be $100.
Exactly.
Well, you know,
it raises the price or doubles the price or something.
How can you argue with saving the rainforest and having a Wabo Rita in the same evening, you know?
Hey, and you also get a shaker and two martini glasses. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Sam, I got to thank everybody for listening and calling tonight. A couple of shout-outs here to Keith Hastings and Dave Popovich at the Laser in Milwaukee, where Sammy's been this evening, and Kenny Pavogel Management. KP, how are you? Good to talk.
KP's my man. KP, baby, what up?
Sammy, I'll be seeing you here in Southern California, all right?
Sorry, hi, Cayman.
All right, there you go. Had to get it in.
Well,
get those children in. Say hi to Kari for me, okay?
Hi, Paula.
Take care, Sam. Are you there?
Oh, no, I left. We're done, right?
This would be good night right here. Yeah, this would be good night.
Oh, this is good night.
This is good night, yeah.
Good night, y'all. Oh, I'll see you people on tour. The Cabo Wabble will come to your town, and we will party you till you're going to, till you're going to be smiling for a week.
Yeah, I'll be seeing you.
You've been listening to another fabulously entertaining and award-winning episode of Rockline. Rockline is brought to you by the United States Army. Be all you can be. Did we mention Rockline was award-winning? The superior sound of Rockline was made possible in part by Tello Zephyr, Mackie Mixers, and Sennheiser Mics. Sennheiser, microphones, headphones, wireless products. Sennheiser, the sound that moves the world. Thanks to Dee Dee, Felicia, Steve, Carrie, and Scott for their studio assistance. Rockline is engineered by Jimmy Rash. Technical direction by Greg Jernigan. Associate producer Catherine Terman. Rockline is produced by Dominic Griffin. Executive producer Howard Gilman. Rockline is an exclusive presentation of the AMFM Radio.